be John Glenn, returning the drone. I'm Michael Toscano. A final journey for American space pioneer John Glenn today, his flag-draped coffin brought in a procession to a last goodbye from family, friends, and the public at Ohio State University. Vice President Joe Biden says the man he served with for years in the United States Senate was the definition of an American.
We're looking for a message to send about our time here on Earth, for what it means to be an American. It's the life of John Glenn.
Glenn was 95. The Pentagon says that through direct engagement with the Chinese, it has secured an understanding, as they put it, that Chinese Navy will return the underwater glider belonging to the U.S. Navy. China seized it this past week in the South China Sea. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has issued a statement today saying that the United States objects to what it calls an unlawful seizure of the drone in international waters. I'm Michael Toscano. There's bad news if you're traveling along the East Coast up Interstate 95. It's still closed down by Baltimore, the scene of a massive pileup of dozens of cars on icy roads this morning that killed two and sent 15 to hospitals. There is a bit of good news, though, if you're heading south, as we hear from Baltimore City Fire Chief Roman Clark.
I-95 South, we just managed to get with transportation and get one lane open at this time. So southbound is moving, but only one lane.
You may not have any better luck flying. Arctic cold temperatures, icy conditions, and heavy snow in much of the nation's top tier, and the east has snarled air travel. Over 1,100 flights delayed this hour, 131 scrubbed entirely. Atlanta the hardest hit, followed by Denver and then Chicago. President-elect Donald Trump flew this afternoon.
I just want to thank the people of Alabama, and I want to start by wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Mr. Trump in Mobile, Alabama, for another thank you rally. I'm Michael Toscano.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
The following program is furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
And welcome in. It is Saturday afternoon, 4:03 Saturday afternoon. Welcome in to KLIF 570 AM News and Information. It is Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. We are happy that you are a part of our listening audience today. Hey, what a great, incredibly gorgeous day we're having right here. You know, the weather here always is a little strange. It moves literally bizarrely from day to day. You get these days like today and days like we're supposed to have tomorrow, which gets a little weird, but man, I love it when you look at it and you go, man, it's the end of the year. It's almost Christmas and almost got shorts out today. It's just a fabulous place to be. And look, it's hot somewhat outside based on what time of year it is, but it's not near as hot as the real estate market is right here in North Texas. And North Texas home sales have boomed in November, went up 26% from the beginning of the year. Home sales increased 26% from the beginning of the year. It's the biggest year-over-year home sales gain in over 4 years, and the November numbers just rocked, and that's Jim Gaines. Jim is the chief economist down at the Real Estate Center, Texas A&M University, and Jim's been on the show before, and hopefully will be on the show again, friend of the show there. Jim said, we've been on tracking it on a daily basis and have been amazed. He said, I don't know if it was the election or the interest rates rising, but people have been buying up lots of houses, more than we expected for sure. So North Texas real estate agents sold almost 7,900 existing single-family homes in November alone, according to data from the Real Estate Center and from the North Texas Real Estate Information Systems. The jump in sales comes at a time of the year when traditionally the home market is beginning to slow down with the holidays approaching. For years, we would, my family and I, by the time you got to Thanksgiving, we checked out. We were done until about mid-January because there was just nothing happening in real estate. But we saw this change in December of 2012, the first time we saw it, where it literally looked like somebody reached over and flipped the light switch on and the real estate market was hot. And we've had good Decembers, surprisingly good Decembers since then. Now we had a November that's just out of this world with, again, a 26% year-over-year jump in sales of existing homes. It's the most of the houses sold in November would have been put under contract before the election, but there were already signs that mortgage costs were going to be moving a little bit higher. Now, on Wednesday of this week, this past Wednesday, the Fed upped the rate a quarter point. Now, we expected it. They said, hey, we're going to have a rise in rates, and it's probably going to be a quarter point. They were right on spec with what they actually did. They raised it a quarter. What does that mean? Well, it means mortgage rates are going to go up. It means they're going to go up a little. A little. Most mortgage experts around the country, we've quoted a lot of them here on past shows, will just tell you what they're saying today is that the rates are likely in 2017 to go somewhere between 4.15 and 4.3 for the average 30-year rate. So the fixed rate. It's going to go up. It's not dramatic. I've got young folks that we know, they're going, oh my gosh, the mortgage rates are going up, because they don't remember a time when rates were different. I was looking at some historical mortgage rates in the past couple of days and really just got to laughing. There was a time at the very end of the Carter administration and at the very beginning of the Reagan administration, literally their little overlap there, when rates hit 18.45 for 30 years fixed. 18.45. And that was in early 1981. Of course, that's a holdover from the Carter economic policies. Were people still buying houses when the rates were 18.45? Yes, they were. That's one of the great attractions about our businesses. People are going to buy houses if they're any way possible at any time, whatever's going on, because we all need a place to live. And as long as our government doesn't do away with our tax advantages, and it still is an advantage tax-wise to own a property that you live in, then they're going to continue to do that. And we don't see that changing, and certainly we hope not. If that looks like it's going to change, you hear about it right here. We will tell you how to fight that. Don't think it's going to, but it could, and it comes up on a regular basis. So we will make our voice heard. We suspect what's happening, this is quoting Jim again, Jim Gaines down at Texas A&M, the real estate center down at Texas A&M. We suspect what is happening is a lot of people got nervous about interest rates going up and went ahead and locked in their rate and brought sales forward to get it done. The general expectation is rates are going to go up during the course of the year ahead, and everybody agrees on that, and we've just seen the first instance of that. Higher home finance costs in the last month have already added about $80 a month to payments on a mid-priced pre-owned DFW home and have driven up monthly cost on a medium-priced new house almost $120. Along with higher finance costs, the price tags on homes in North Texas or Texas is still, it's soaring. They're not going up. It is soaring. Median price of pre-owned house in the area jumped 15% in November compared to November of last year. And mid-price homes sold by real estate agents sold for approximately $230,000 last month, that being November. That's near an all-time high. Prices are rising rapidly because the supply of homes up for sale in North Texas remains at rock bottom with only a 2.1-month inventory in November. This is referred to as the housing supply. It is different all over the country. The national average is almost 6 months. It's like 4.9, 4.10. But here in North Texas, 2.1-month housing supply. What that means is if no other new houses come on the market, everything that we have listed for sale would be gone in the next 2.1 months. That's a very short window of inventory. When that happens, that's why you see rates, why you see prices soaring like they are. When you have a very small inventory, anything under 6 months is going to put prices up. Anything over 6 months will have a steadying effect on pricing and maybe even push it down. About 18,000 homes were listed with real estate agents in the almost two dozen North Texas counties listed in the MLS at the end of the month. December is likely to be another strong month with sales, with more than 7,500 purchases already pending through the first 11 months of the year. Area real estate agents sold over 93,000 houses through the MLS, 6% more than the same time last year. One last comment from Jim Gaines is, what we are seeing is dramatic. We keep thinking this year would settle down some, but it just hasn't. And we'll have Jim on doing some live forecasting here in the next coming weeks. Great, great real estate mind out the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University. DFW is rocking. If you want to be a part of that, what you do is jump over to Real Estate Now Radio. Real Estate Now Radio. A lot of things are happening over there. One, you'll find an archive of all of our radio shows. They run about a 4 to 5 day lag time from the time the show is broadcast. You'll find a archive of all of our past shows on there. You'll find some extra features. You'll also find some free gifts on there. And you'll see when we are going to be doing some live events, and we'd love to have you come out and join us and see if real estate is for you. See, there's a process that happens in the real estate investing world. The first thing that has to happen is you make a decision. Is this for you or not? See, what a lot of people do, they just think real estate's for them. They jump in without getting any additional information. You have got to get as much information as you can. You got to get it from a source that is, well, like I like to refer to it, just eat up with real estate, which is what how I describe myself, because this is all we do 24/7 is real estate investing, commercial property, multifamily property, single property. You name it. We are involved in some shape, fashion, or form in it, and we'll help you do the same should you decide to move forward with your real estate investing career. Get you somebody like myself that you resonate with, and then hook up with that person and shut out the noise. What's the noise? The noise is all the other stuff out in the marketplace out there, and pick a path and stay on that path. Now, I love the real estate investment clubs. I go to them regularly, have for 16, 17 years now, and speak at them. I love it. However, it's a lot of the what I refer to as the shiny penny theory. And that is, you go to a club this week or this month and you hear some guy talk about multifamily. You're like, man, great. I'm jumping into real estate. Apartments is the way I want to go. Multifamily is the only thing out there. This is awesome. And then next month you go and it's like, oh, wait a minute. Tax lien properties. That's even better than multifamily. Holy cow, that's what I want to. Then the week after that, you go, no, fix and flips. That's the whole thing. So be careful. Make a decision. Once you decide if real estate is for you or not, make a decision as this is the path I want to go on. At some point, you can deviate and get into all these other areas. But when you get started, pick one path, focus on it, learn it, hone your craft. And one of the ways you can do that is be a part of what we do. So jump over to realestatenowradio.com, get signed up, free to do that, and we'll keep you posted on where we can give you some live information. So when we come back from the break, got to go pay a few bills here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the North Texas DFW recovery and how it looks compared to the rest of the nation. So stick around for more Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on KLIF 570 AM News and Information. It's Saturday afternoon. Thanks for listening.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only National Gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property of the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Are there senior citizens in your life that need care? Our friends at Assisted Services are dedicated to providing the care your loved ones deserve. Since 1994, Assisted Services has been caring for seniors, and they specialize in dementia care with a certified senior advisor on staff. You can customize your service anywhere from 2 hours to round-the-clock care. Call today for a free in-home assessment at 817-429-8476 or visit them on the web at assistedservices.com. That's assistedservices.com.
Truck drivers, with the economy heating up for the holidays, Schneider is holding a driver recruiting event near you. Come out and meet a Schneider recruiter December 21st, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Staybridge Suites on Silver Glen Drive in Plano. That's December 21st, 9 to 5 at the Staybridge Suites on Silver Glen Drive in Plano. Walk-ins welcome. Get full event details and info on all of Schneider's Texas driving opportunities with a zip code search at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
Somewhere, sunny and 75. You and me on the beach, yeah. Yeah, I'm so.
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It is Saturday afternoon, 570 a.m. KLIF News and Information. It is 417 on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our listening audience today. And, you know, I want to say a special shout out to the folks over at Assisted Services. You know, they just do an incredible job. They're one of our new sponsors. We're welcoming them aboard, and great, great ladies there in Arlington, Texas. If you have a senior citizen that needs taken care of, give them a buzz. If you miss the phone number, all you got to do is jump over to realestatenowradio.com, scroll down, and you'll see a banner or a website banner with their information on it and their phone number, and you can click on it and give them a buzz. They are just terrific folks, and we are very, very happy to have them associated with Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Look, if you're going to be buying a house in 2017, know the rules. And what I mean by that, since a home is for almost all of us the largest investment we're ever going to make, which means a little difference here or there in the deal can really add up over time. So one of the rules, one of them that I like, is number one, it never pays to be house poor. And yeah, it might be tempted to stretch your budget and buy a larger home with a bigger yard. But remember, the more you spend on the house, the less wiggle room you'll have in the rest of your budget. Not only that, but overspending on housing can get you into some serious financial trouble. According to a recent report by the MacArthur Foundation, between 2011 and 2014, more than 50% of Americans had to make at least one major economic sacrifice to cover their mortgage or to pay their rent. Sacrifices such as maybe delaying a retirement savings deposit, taking on some additional credit card debt. If you're not careful, buying too much house could cause the rest of your financial plan to take a serious beating. As a general rule, your total housing cost shouldn't exceed 30% of your income. Now, you heard that right. This is the general mortgage industry rule. Your housing cost should not exceed 30% of your income. This includes your mortgage payment, property taxes, and insurance. Yet in 2015, almost 12 million U.S. households spent more than 50% of their income on housing. If you stay under the 30% threshold, you're going to have more flexibility when unexpected bills are going to pop up. And look, they just are. They're going to happen. So number one, don't become house poor. Number two, understand that as a homeowner, you're going to get some special tax breaks. The average homeowner spends anywhere from 1% to 4% of her home's value on the annual maintenance and repairs. While that's potentially a lot of money that you got to shell out, the good news is that there are a number of tax breaks designed to give homeowners some financial relief. For most homeowners, the mortgage interest deduction offers the greatest amount of savings. Currently, you can deduct the interest that you pay up to $500,000 of your mortgage debt as a single tax filer and up to $1 million if you are married filing jointly. If you paid points on your mortgage, those are typically deductible too, though in some cases you may need to take that deduction over the life of the loan as opposed to claiming it all right away. Not only that, but the property taxes that you're inevitably going to have to pay are deductible as well. Make sure you're covering that with your CPA, your tax preparer, very in-depthly to make sure that you're getting everything that you deserve. Now, if you're in a position, the third thing you want to know is that if I'm in the position to be able to do so, I want to pay 20% down. Now, here's what happens with 20%. You avoid PMI, private mortgage insurance. There's a reason prospective homeowners are encouraged to make the 20% down payment when they go buy. If you fail to come up with that amount, you're required to buy what's referred to as PMI, private mortgage insurance, and it's yet another part of your payment. And it's something that goes to your lender. In most cases, PMI equals about 0.5% to maybe 1% of the amount that you borrow. So if you take out a $200,000 loan, your PMI will be roughly 1%. That's an extra $2,000 a year, $166 a month on top of what your regular mortgage payment is. However, that bill doesn't last forever. Once your equity in your home exceeds 20%, and that's based on the reduction of your mortgage balance and the appreciation of the value of your home, you can ask the lender to drop the PMI. That's a very important statement. You can ask the lender to drop the PMI. They're not going to do that on their own because it's money in their pocket. So keep up with, based on the outstanding balance on your mortgage and based on what's happening with the value of your property, when we're in a market like we're in right now, where it's just rocking right along, make sure that you are keeping up with, where am I? Am I now 20% less in my balance on my note on my mortgage than it was when I bought the property? Have I accrued 20% equity in the property between what I've paid and what's going on in the marketplace? And if you have, call your lender and say, hey, I want to get rid of PMI. What's the process here? $200,000 house, $166 a month extra in your pocket. Number four, you may get to deduct moving expenses if you're having to relocate or if you relocated because of your job. If you're buying a house because you've been relocating for a new job, you may be eligible to have another tax break. As long as you meet certain IRS criteria, you can deduct expenses such as hiring movers and renting a storage unit. To qualify, you'll need to work full-time for 39 out of the 52 weeks immediately following the move. Furthermore, the commute to your new job must be at least 50 miles longer than the distance between your old home and your previous job. And that is a total of 50, so you get to count both ways. As an added bonus, the deduction for moving expenses is considered to be what's referred to as an above-the-line deduction, which means that you can take it even if you don't itemize your taxes. Again, I am not a CPA, but that's something you want to make sure you are talking about your CPA tax preparer about. And number five, your home ownership costs are likely to be going up in the future. While you can't predict the future, you can almost certainly bank on one thing. The longer you stay in your home, the more you're likely to spend on it. First, there's the aging factor. As homes get older, they tend to require more maintenance, but property taxes also have a way of going up, even during periods when home sales may be cooling off. In 2000, homeowners across the U.S. paid about $247 billion in real estate taxes. By 2010, not long after the housing bubble popped, the first thing that you saw was that that figure had climbed to $476 billion, even though the housing market wasn't close to recovering. Of course, there's a good chance that your home ownership cost will go up over time. So too will your income. But be prepared. Aim to pad your emergency fund with a little extra cash in case your expenses climb sooner than expected. It is a fabulous investment for you, whether you are doing it for your personal self or you are doing it as an investment property. Check with us over at dfwproperties.net, based at the ballpark in Arlington, so that you can get great professional real estate help, commercial and single family. That's dfwproperties.net. So those five keys that you need to know for buying a house in 2017, don't become house poor. Homeowners get special tax breaks. Make sure you're putting down 20% so you can get past the PMI. You may be able to deduct moving expenses, and be prepared that your home ownership cost will be going up over time. You know, in the Dallas home market, we have recovered more here locally than any other market in the U.S. Dallas-Fort Worth area home buyers saw some of the biggest price increases in the country. Now, this lags about 60 days, so this is showing as of September, at the end of September. Prices in the area were 8% higher in September than they were in September the year before. Dallas was followed by Seattle, Portland, Denver, some of that West Coast stuff. Seven of the 20 U.S. housing markets that the Case-Shiller Index tracks, including Dallas, are at record highs for pricing. Other housing indicators are also giving off positive signals. Sales of existing homes and new homes are rising, and housing starts are at an annual rate of about 1.3 million units. And that is the post-recession peak. So make sure that you're paying attention to this kind of stuff, because it affects us as real estate investors. David Blitzer, who is with S&P, reported that we are currently experiencing the best real estate returns since the bottom in July of 2012. Dallas area home prices are up over 30% from the pre-recession high of the mid-2007s, according to the Case-Shiller Median Price Home Index. And homes sold by real estate agents rose 10% through the first 10 months of the year. So make sure that you're paying attention to this kind of stuff. That's the kind of information that we're going to give you every week right here, because this is where you want to be if you're going to listen, learn, and earn about real estate investing, right here with Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. And again, jump over to the website, Real Estate Now Radio. Real Estate Now Radio. Get signed up for our free market updates and all the great free stuff we're going to give you over there. We'll be right back after we pay a few bills. We'll get in some more great real estate news. Thanks for being a part of our listening audience today. It is 570 AM KLIF. See you on the other side.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only National Gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Are there senior citizens in your life that need care? Our friends at Assisted Services are dedicated to providing the care your loved ones deserve. Since 1994, Assisted Services has been caring for seniors, and they specialize in dementia care with a certified senior advisor on staff. You can customize your service anywhere from 2 hours to round-the-clock care. Call today for a free in-home assessment at 817-429-8476 or visit them on the web at assistedservices.com. That's AssistedServices.com.
Dum da da dum da da dum da 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 da
Welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Right here, 570 AM KLIF. It is Saturday afternoon, 4:30 on the button. Nice. Keith, I haven't said hello to you today. We just got in here and just got to rocking and rolling. Good to see you, brother. Yeah, always nice to have you on the other side of the board there. Make sure that you are figuring out where you are in the real estate investing world. Do I want to be a single home family flipper? Do I want to be a wholesaler? Do I want to be somebody that is accumulating, doing buy and hold? Am I a multifamily person? Maybe I'm more attracted to storage units, mobile home parks, raw land, commercial strip centers. There's a world of real estate investing out there, and most people have a great interest in real estate at some point or another in their life. If that's you, jump over to realestatenowradio.com, realestatenowradio.com. Get signed up for our free market updates, a lot of other free goodies there, and we will make sure that you get a chance to figure out where is it in the real estate world that you want to be, and we are there to help you. We have some great consulting services that we do. And one of the things that I do with our consulting clients that's different than most of I haven't seen anybody else ever do this, is we get involved in putting the money together for you so that you can have an opportunity to buy a piece of property. In fact, we do that for the first two properties for our consulting clients, where we structure the deals so that you have the funding. And I'm not talking about part of the funding. I'm talking about all of the money put together, both the purchase and to do the rehab and move forward in your real estate investing career. So make sure that you're jumping over to realestatenowradio.com and get signed up for the free market report. And we will keep you posted on free events coming up for 2017. Now, I want to say one more thing about this recovery that DFW has been experiencing. And it's really all of North Texas. It's all of Texas. But North Texas has just been a rocket. The Case-Shiller survey is something that tracks the prices of typical single-family homes in each of the major metropolitan areas. The index survey does not include condos and townhouses. It only covers pre-owned properties, does not include new construction. Case-Shiller researchers compare sales of specific single-family homes over time. A broader price comparison, which is done by Zillow, shows larger price gains in the DFW area. Zillow just released a price report that says DFW prices were 12.3% higher than they were this time a year ago. Portland, Dallas, and Seattle reported the highest year-over-year home value appreciations among the top 35 largest metros across our country for the third month in a row. Even with big price hikes, Zillow chief economist says that buyer demand remains strong. Buyers are still out there in droves despite the headwinds of pricing, especially younger buyers that will be forming the backbone of the housing market for years to come. Dallas home prices have recovered more since the recession than any other market in the country, according to a new study by Trulia.com. In the Dallas area, prices were 128% higher for premium homes than before the downturn, the real estate marketing firm of Trulia said. The U.S. housing market recovery has been both limited and uneven, according to Trulia economist Ralph McLaughlin. He says just seven metros, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Denver, Nashville, Pittsburgh, and Tulsa, and San Francisco, have seen prices of starter homes, trade-up homes, and premium homes surpass the pre-recession peaks. So the first three listed in that comment, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston. That's good news for homeowners and good news for North Texas homeowners. You know, when we talk about becoming a real estate investor, there's a lot involved in it other than just the knowledge. And one of the things that you have to do in becoming a good real estate investor, a successful investor, is that you have to develop the right mindset. So when most people are getting started in their real estate investing business, they're coming from a background where they're working on a day-to-day job. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Almost all of us, including myself, had a quote-unquote corporate job of some kind before we got involved in real estate. But the problem with the background of a traditional job is that most day jobs come with certain amount of, luxuries that the real estate investing world doesn't have, such as You might get guaranteed vacation. You might have matching funds for your retirement account. You might have a life insurance policy provided to you by your employer. You may be getting overtime pay. There's a lot of things that are good about having a traditional corporate job that don't apply when you become a real estate investor. There are things about real estate investing that also you can't get in the traditional corporate world. One is you get a little time freedom. You get some time freedom. You have the ability to control your financial destiny when you're involved in the real estate investing world. What does that mean, Bill? Well, your financial destiny is in your hands because you can go out and secure additional real estate deals. Now, what's a key component to securing any real estate deal? You got to have the money to pay for it. And it could be the credit, but you got to have the money or credit to be able to pay for it. We show you how in our consulting programs to increase both your credit and how to put private money together. It's one of the things that I've been known nationally for the last 20 years is teaching people how to put private money together. And we do that in classes. It's not just, oh, hey, go use this. You're going to be real successful with it. We do it right there. We've had as much as $10 to $12 million raised over a single weekend in class. I think the smallest amount that we've ever done in a class is about $2 million. And that's money that people raise for their real estate investing. I'm not talking about increasing your credit card lines. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about going out and putting private money together that is from other people, not you, but are supporting your real estate investing business. If you know how to present private money opportunities to people that you know, friends, family, connections, you're going to find out that people are out there. They have a lot more money than you suspect they have. You know, a lot of times we'll see people that, you know, they're going to need a cosigner to go through Wendy's and get a large Frosty. But when they get to the point of talking to you about real estate investing, you find out they have $500,000 in their retirement account with their employer. Maybe it's 200,000, maybe it's 300,000, whatever the number is, those are numbers that become very viable for you and I if we're looking at putting private money together for a real estate investment deal. What you have to know is, how do I go about sharing the opportunity with them that this could be a great rate of return? If somebody can make 10 to 12%, have you been to a bank in the last 10 years and asked what a CD rate is? Who cares what a savings account rate is? Oh my gosh, you pretty much have to pay the bank to put your money just in savings. But CD rates are horrible. Are they going to get better? Yes. How much? Tiny increments. They're going to get better by a little bit. And people are still looking for, where can I go that I'm getting 8, 9, 10, 12% return on my money, and I can be able to do that with a very good degree of comfort from a safety standpoint. So you have to be in a position where you understand how to ask for people to invest with you, because that's what they're doing, and how to ask them to invest through you, because that's what they're doing, and making sure that you know what you're doing. And that's what we teach you how to do, both how to raise the money and then how to do the deals, how to find them, how to rehab them if you're a fix and flipper, how to sell them. If you're looking at multifamily, how to put that together, and am I going to be buy and hold, which is a whole different world to look at, and a lot of multifamily people are. And if you're looking for a great multifamily, we've got some incredible success, my commercial partner and I, in putting people together and being able to do multifamily deals. So make sure that you're jumping over to realestatenowradio.com and getting signed up for the free market report and all the other stuff that we are going to be sharing with you. Now, what a lot of people do, where they go, whether they're going to the clubs, whether they go hear somebody that they see on TV, whether they go hear somebody like me that they hear on the radio, well, a lot of people do is they don't hear what a quote unquote speaker is saying to them. That's why when we're doing our events, we do them in plain English. The first thing I tell everybody that comes to one of my events, and literally in the first 10, 15 minutes of the event, is, hey, this is work. And if you understand that and you're not afraid of work, this is an incredibly wonderful business. If you think you're going to hand anybody a check to teach you about real estate and money's just going to start rolling in, guess what? Not going to happen. No such thing out there. And there's a lot of programs out there that present themselves in that way. And so that's what you would think is going to be happening. But look, that's not the case. And we tell you up front, this is work. It's going to take your sweat. It's going to take your effort, your due diligence. And if you're willing to do that and you're not afraid of work, this is an incredible business. So when you're out listening to anybody, make sure that you understand what it is that they're actually saying when they're talking about becoming a real estate investor. You know, you'll hear things like, hey, you got to get a list. The money's in the list. Yeah, and that's all great and wonderful, but they don't say anything about here's how you actually go about getting a list. And if I get a list of prospective properties, how do I go about sorting through them to see if there's a potential deal in one of them? I was out in the last year and a half or so and heard a speaker, and I was just I was in the back of the room and I had to step out because I was laughing so hard I would have ended up disturbing the presentation if I'd stayed in there, because he's up in front of a room and he says, you know, this past week I made 150 offers before I came here. And you know what? I just wanted to shout from the back of the room is BS, dude. And by the way, if you did, those were all crap offers. Why? Because they have no intelligence. They have no thought behind them. You can't make that many offers in a week if you're putting the right amount of work, information, and intelligence together to make sure the offer that you are making is a legitimate offer. Could somebody just come in and say, oh, pull up houses that fit this description and we're going to offer 70% of what? Yeah, and that's what that guy was doing. Guess what was happening? Nothing. Okay, so make sure that you know how to make an offer. How do I look at a property? When I go out and I find something, whether it's through my real estate agent, whether it may be through a wholesaler I know, maybe just a friend refers a property to me. If I go out and I look at that house, what am I looking at? Do I know what to look at? Do I know what it's going to cost me to see the repair done? I've got to be able to recognize what needs to be done. Then I've got to be able to cost analysis what needs to be done. I've got to be able to put it on a timeline and look. That takes knowledge. And you're not going to get that knowledge from going around, just going to clubs or picking up a book at the bookstore. There's some great books out there, including mine. Hey, that's how I got started teaching. It's a great way to go. But you need hands-on, hand-holding, somebody that is a mentor for you that is going to walk you through and make sure that you understand that you can have conversation with back and forth and say, okay, well, what about this? Why does that work that way? Why does it cost that? Can we do it cheaper? Can we do it differently? You got to know those things to make sure that you're getting the right information, because if you have one piece of it wrong, and the piece that catches people the most is the after-repaired value. And I see property thrown at me all the time. As you can imagine, we get a gazillion properties. I probably get 30, 40 properties a week thrown at me by outside sources. And typically the one thing that is wrong is the after repaired value of the property. If you start with a bad number on that, it doesn't matter what the rest of your numbers look like. You're going to end up with a bad deal. Make sure you understand how to get to that number correctly. And we will teach you how to do that. Make sure you hang around for a little more right after the break. We're going to come back and we'll get into a little more of the mindset of what it takes to be a successful real estate investor. So hang around with us. We're also going to talk about, there is a huge new company moving to Dallas. It'll be of interest to you. So hang around for more Real Estate Now with Bill Burnout right here on KLLF 570 AM News and Information. See you in a minute.
Electors across the nation meet Monday to cast their official votes for president. One Texas elector does not plan to vote for Donald Trump. Will others follow? Find out 5 to 8 a.m. on News and Information in the Morning with Dave and me on 570 KLIF.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property of the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Are there senior citizens in your life that need care? Our friends at Assisted Services are dedicated to providing the care your loved ones deserve. Since 1994, Assisted Services has been caring for seniors, and they specialize in dementia care with a certified senior advisor on staff. You can customize your service anywhere from 2 hours to round-the-clock care. Call today for a free in-home assessment at 817-429-8476 or visit them on the web at assistedservices.com. That's AssistedServices.com.
Identity theft is more than credit fraud. It's when someone opens new accounts, files fake tax returns, or does any number of bad things in your name. LifeLock can help with proprietary technology that alerts you to a huge range of identity threats. And while no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who work to fix it. Join and get 60 days risk-free plus 15% off. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code SALE15. That's promo code SALE15. Offer ends December 31st.
Welcome back. Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Saturday afternoon is 4:47 in the Metroplex. You're listening to 570 AM KLIF News and Information. Hey, you know, in that break, you heard me talk a little bit about the American Fallen Soldiers Project. The American Fallen Soldiers Project has a national gallery located over in Addison, right? It's literally across the street from the Addison Airport. Make sure that you get a chance to go by there. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa Taylor. It is an amazing organization. I've had quite the honor for the last 3+ years to be on the board at American Fallen Soldiers Project. It is about delivering healing to, well, Gold Star families, the families who have given the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that you and I enjoy, and that is the life of their loved one through service to our country. It is... they have a gallery there that Phil has painted. He's painted about 240 of our fallen soldiers that have all died in Afghanistan and Iraq. Make sure that you get over and see them and meet those folks. They are special people. It is a special organization. You will be very, very moved at what's going on over there. And it's been going on for about 10 years. I haven't been in that location for about 10 years, but they've been doing this for almost 10 years now and have touched a lot of lives. Let them touch yours. You know, excuse me there. There is the foreclosure inventory rate has been declining at a accelerated pace over the last few months. The national foreclosure inventory is experiencing the fastest rate of decline since 2014. According to the latest Mortgage Monitor, which is presented by Black Knight Financial Services. And what's more, there's no sign of this slowing down anytime soon. We've seen an improvement in both inflow and outflow of foreclosure inventories. In fact, October saw the lowest foreclosure starts in nearly 12 years. It's the lowest first time starts foreclosure start volume on record dating back to prior to 2000. So there's been a corresponding rise in foreclosure completion rates. Now, that is a house has actually been foreclosed on. Sustained home prices and appreciation rates over the past 4 years plus, combined with a generally tighter for sale inventory, have been driving factors in getting foreclosures wrapped up, and also in the fact that foreclosures are dropping because more and more people are seeing that, hey, I'm behind. I may not be able to save this thing with my own money, but I can go out here, get a good real estate agent like the folks at dfwproperties.net, and through doing that, be able to get my home sold, save my credit, save my equity, get a chunk of that back instead of letting that all go down the pipes. So tighter inventory standards and tighter lending post-recession have led to, well, pristine mortgage performance in recent years. We've seen the default rates really overcorrect and actually fall below the long-term norms. This has led to historically new lows in what's referred to as the troubled loans, and that's loans that are out in default at least 60 days. They may not be starting the actual foreclosure process yet, but they are headed that way. There is a big buyer of foreclosures that is headed for the DFW area, the country's largest publicly owned company of rental homes, is soon going to be based right here in Dallas. New York-based Blackstone Group has bought up almost 50,000 homes. Now, that's across the country since the Great Recession. Now it's planning to sell more than $1 billion in stock in its Invitation Homes Limited Partnership, which will be based right here in Dallas. And that's according to Bloomberg. The Blackstone Group plans to file an initial public offering in Invitation Homes early next year. So far, Blackstone officials aren't talking about their plans publicly. Investors like Blackstone have snapped up thousands of U.S. homes, many at depressed prices, and have been renting them, waiting for the market to recover. And as that's been doing that, they've now gotten to a point where they've got very nice profits in those properties, and they're starting to sell them off. Invitation Homes, after this stock sale, would operate as a real estate investment trust, a REIT, with housing in tight supply across the country. Investors have been competing with first-time home buyers to acquire moderate to low cost single family homes. While the single family rental sector is still dominated by the individual and local investors, increasingly large firms such as Blackstone have made plays in the housing market. A lot of people were completely freaked out when Blackstone came into the world and companies like them. But look, there's still a ton of inventory. What does it require? Due diligence and work on your part. If you're doing that, you still find deals. And look, how many deals does it take to have an incredible impact financially on your year and on your family? What if you only did one deal in the next 12 months? And that deal was a very average deal, depending on what part of the Metroplex you're in. And that deal put $40,000 after fees in your pocket. What does that do to you? What does that do for your family? Does it make your retirement that much nicer? Does it give you an opportunity to get involved in charities? Give you an opportunity to not freak out about kids or grandkids' college education because there is extra money there because of that? That's the kind of thing that can happen to you when you get involved in the real estate investing world. You'll want to do that by starting with jumping over to realestatenowradio.com, getting signed up for our market updates and some other free pieces of information that we regularly give you. And I'd like to give you a copy of my book, Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? A national bestseller, two editions of it, both of them bestsellers. And to do that, all you got to do is get signed up for the newsletter. What does it cost you? Zero. What's the book going to cost you? Zero. It's our thank you for being a part of our listening audience. So make sure that you have an opportunity to do that. Make sure that you're jumping over to realestatenowradio.com and getting signed up for the free market report, free book. Gosh, we might just have to throw in the 10 commandments for successful real estate investing there. Suitable for framing, by the way. You'll love those. They're a lot of fun. Make sure that you are aware of things, and when we get into the Christmas season, one of the things that always happens is we see a rise in house fires. So there's six things that you can do to help avoid a tragedy over the holidays in your property. One is make sure that stay away from space heaters. They are a major, possibly the number one cause of house fires in the wintertime is people using space heaters. If you have rental property, make sure that your tenants have the ability to have good HVAC so that they can stay warm. And in the summertime, they can stay cool. So we're not worried about space heaters. So make sure that you're doing that. One of the things that we always talk to renters and prospective renters about is, you know, common sense things like that. And also making sure that they're paying attention when they're cooking and they don't go off and leave something on. And when I say go off, I'm not talking about leaving, but get distracted and there's a kitchen fire. Kitchen fires, you talk to any firemen, are a major, major deal. Electrical cords. This is one that is big time related to us being in the Christmas season. You get an extension cord and it fills up. So you plug another extension cord into the extension cord and you've got all kind of things going on. And suddenly you get a little spark that comes from that. Something shorts out and you may have a fire. And of course, if you have a live Christmas tree, those tend to go up very, very quickly and can create an incredible amount of heat. So make sure that you're just paying attention. These are some things that I was talking to Les Raines about. Les is a fabulous insurance agent over in Fort Worth. He is with Farmers. You'll see him in the internet and in the phone book about as listed as Marshall Raines. His nickname is Les. Great guy, but some safety tips from Farmers Insurance and the Les Raines office over at Hewlin and I-20. So make sure you drop by, say hello, tell him that you heard about it right here on Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett, and that you're looking at rates. If you're an investor, they have great insurance products for us as investors. Each week, we're going to share with you that kind of information that makes your investing move forward. That's why you want to be right here to listen, learn, and earn every week on Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Right here, 570 AM, KLIF, news and information, Saturday afternoons, 4 o'clock. Check out our sponsors, DFW Properties, American Fallen Soldiers Project, and everybody else. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Laura Ingraham.
Well, Russia, you want Vladimir Putin to be your vice president. You're only going to allow Russia and Assad to take over the Middle East.
They just look increasingly unhinged.
Laura Ingraham, 11 till 2, on News and Information, 570 KLIF.
Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
KLIF News and Information 570. Every day, we keep track of the kinds of news stories that matter. Stories that make a difference. We're doing it all from the Nerve Center of Dallas, Victory Park, right next to the American Airlines Center. With our 24-hour newsroom, reporters on the scene of breaking news, and talk programs that bring perspective, we build our broadcast day with you in mind. We hope you'll spend part of your day with us. News and Information 570, KLIF.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home.
Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Are there senior citizens in your life that need care? Our friends at Assisted Services are dedicated to providing the care your loved ones deserve. Since 1994, Assisted Services has been caring for seniors, and they specialize in dementia care with a certified senior advisor on staff. You can customize your service anywhere from 2 hours to round-the-clock care. Call today for a free in-home assessment at 817-429-8476 or visit them on the web at assistedservices.com. That's assistedservices.com.
KLIF News and Information, still at 570 AM and also at 96.3 HD2.
The preceding program was furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
KLIF Dallas, KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth,
KLIF.com,
a Cumulus station.
Slow down.